I even decided to gear this message this morning around Thanksgiving. Even as hard as it is for me to preach about a holiday, I'm not a holiday preacher. I have trouble figuring out exactly where some of these holidays come out of my Bible. But most of the time, if you was to walk into the average church, you'd probably hear a verse something like this. Let us come before Him with thanksgiving and extol Him with music and song. And they'd start from there, right? They'd start talking about thanksgiving and all those kind of things. We're not going to do it that way today. We're going to come in through the back door. We're going to start somewhere and end suddenly. No. We're going to actually start with Matthew 6:24, which is actually ahead of my scripture for today. But I think we need to back up here and understand something about what we're going to talk about this morning. In Matthew 6:24 says, "No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you'll be devoted to one and despise the other." Now catch this last line. You can't serve both God and money. Now as I was preparing, I was going over the next few verses, actually. And I always back up and read things, you know. And so I even, in my concordant, or my, you know that thing, that reference book. It's not coming to my head. But anyway, I decided I might as well back up and catch what they have to say about those verses ahead of this. Because I understand them one way, and maybe it's slightly different. And so as I went back and started reading, I came to right before the paragraph before I started reading for the text today. It tells me that money is translated from the Greek word mammon, okay, which is a wonderful word, and throughout the Bible they always translate that money. Now the problem with that, when we're really thinking about being thankful this morning, the problem with that is it's actually a Hebrew phrase. And that one word means that in which one trusts. It has nothing to do technically with money. It has to do with where your faith lies. And so this morning, I want to start from that point. I want to start with the idea that where our faith lies depends on where we're thankful from. And if we're really thankful that God's taking care of us and that we are being fed and we are growing and we are becoming that person we ought to be, we have to grow from the point of where our faith is. And if that's money, or crops, or a new motorcycle, it can be anything. If they would have actually translated it the way it's the Hebrews intended it, the way Jesus intended it to those He talked to, we wouldn't use money. It would be anything that we put between us and God, okay? But at the same time this morning, I don't want to give you the idea that there's anything wrong with money. And there's nothing wrong with having a great harvest. There's nothing wrong with having steak every night for supper. None of those things are wrong in and of themselves. as long as we aren't allowing that to be what we trust in. As long as we are actually being thankful to God for those things that He gives us. Now, as I studied on this idea of where our wealth comes from and where our food comes from and where our everything comes from, I found out, you know, the New Testament doesn't talk a lot about it. You know why? They always revert back to what the Old Testament said. It's one of those things where as we work through the Bible, it tells us a lot of things in the New Testament, but if we aren't allowing ourselves to go back into the Old Testament and understand where they started from, a lot of things in the New Testament don't really make a lot of sense. And so if we go back to Psalm 50, 9 through 12, it says, I have no need of a bull from your stall or a goat from your pens, for every animal of the forest is mine, the cattle on a thousand hills. I know every bird in the mountains, and the insects of the field are mine. If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine, and all that is in it. See, God doesn't need us. He really doesn't. He doesn't need us to make Him money. He doesn't need us to grow Him corn. He doesn't need us to do anything. The problem is, we need God. If we really want to live with hope and love and joy and thanksgiving in our heart, we need God. He doesn't need us. He wants communion with us. And we need Him. But quite frankly, He could have a whole new set of people tomorrow if He wanted. Let's get real. Because in the beginning, He spoke and it happened, right? Creation happened in an instant, in my way of thinking. I'm sure there's people out there that would argue with me. But my Bible says He spoke and it happened. Now, how long it took to happen, I'm not going to argue that either. But I believe it happened like that. Because you know, everything Jesus done as He walked this earth happened like that. He put mud on a guy's eyes, nothing happened until He washed it off. Think about that. God doesn't need us. He can do anything He wants to, anytime He wants to, with anything He wants to use to do it. And so we need to learn what we're thankful for and why we're thankful. As we go into this Thanksgiving season, we have to stop and really realize that whatever we have, today, tomorrow, next week, 30 years from now, some of us will make it. It's all about God, right? It's not about us. We would like to think that we're that good. We would like to think that we're all that and then some. Like every decision we make today is going to make the difference. I'm here to tell you that if that decision wasn't made with God and His will in mind, it's not going to do you any good. When we don't stop and allow God to make our decisions, when we don't stop and ask God to help us walk through our problems, we're trying to do it on our own. We're not allowing God to help us. Those around us to help us. I helped Brad out this week. I painted his nice white trailer this pretty gray color, about this thick. Going down that road, I threw mud everywhere. In fact, when I was coming home, I wasn't sure I was going to get there. So guess what? I prayed a little bit. No, I prayed all the way from the highway in, because it was nasty. And that pickup would slide sideways, and that trailer would head for the ditch, and I'm going, oh, Lord, we need help here. But I understood what the problem was. And it wasn't going to be my ability that got me there. If God wanted me in the ditch at any point in time, I could have been there. First Chronicles 29:12 says, wealth and honor come from you. You are the ruler of all things. In your hands are strength and power to exalt, to give strength to all. You ever have those days when you're just sure everything's come apart? You're just sure that every decision you've ever made was wrong. Life has got you down and wants to stomp on your head. Remember, God's there. That's where our strength actually comes from. That's where our ability comes from. That's where our actual hope comes from. That's from God. It's not what we learned in Sunday school or I guess now small groups or in that gun we're packing or whatever. You know what I'm saying? That's not where it comes from. It comes from God. God wants us to be successful. God wants us to enjoy life. God wants us to be His children. And how many parents don't want the best for their children? Because if you don't, you're missing the point. And we have to know that God's in on our side every time, because that is where our strength comes from. Comes back to, what do we trust in? Are we really trusting in God or ourselves? Ecclesiastes 5:19 says, moreover, when God gives someone wealth and possessions and ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. You know, even when things are going good, I have to say this because I'm kind of weird this way. But when I'm doing something, and it's kind of hard to do, and it takes everything I know and everything I can pray, and I finally get it done, and it's done well, I get to be proud of that. Because I can do all things through God who strengthens me, right? But I love that feeling of actually getting dirty, if you will, that feeling of actually doing something. And God wants us to feel good about that. And He wants to help us get there. This idea of trusting God rather than the things around us is very important to our livelihood, to our understanding, to our emotions, mostly to our hope. Because God wants us to have hope in Him. Our trust needs to be in Him, not in all this other stuff, because it's all going to pass away. I don't care if you're talking about family, money, land, whatever. We're only here for a while. And somewhere in the Bible it says not to lay up treasures on earth where it's going to rust, mold, moths, going to eat it. No, We only have one place to really lay those up that's going to do us any good. Because we're only here for a blink. And maybe that's why we have so much trouble with the creation story and the length of time it happened. Because quite honestly, in God's eyes, we're only here that long. Think about it. He's been here forever. And He will be here for eternity. And our little short span of life in between there is minute. We need to stop and realize, especially this week, why we're thankful. Are we thankful because of what we done? Or are we thankful for what God gave us? The problem is, everybody in this room is in the upper 3% of the richest people in the world. Think about it. Because you have money in your pocket, you got money in the bank, and we got lots of food out there. We're in the upper 3%. God has blessed us. Sometimes we make a bigger deal out of what we do than what God has given us. God allowed us to be born here. God allowed us to grow up here. What are we trusting in? Hosea 2:8 says, "She has not acknowledged that I was the one who gave her the grain, the new wine and oil, who lavished on her silver and gold, which they used for Baal." Are we doing that? Are we taking the stuff that God gave us and actually worshiping something else? Are we taking everything, the money, the wealth, the toys? And I got a big one out here, trust me. I know that. But God gave me that. I'm positive. Because I couldn't have done it without Him. In fact, we wasn't even sure we was going to do the deal because we didn't want to go in debt. And out of the blue, they decided that they had too much money in my mom's account, so they dispersed it the day we made the deal. Just before the guy called. So I know God was in it. And we have to remember that. God gives us all those things. And this time of year, we have to remember what we're trusting in. Because there's nothing wrong with having these things. As long as they don't come before God. As long as they don't become between you and God. Because that was the whole problem in Hosea's time. They were using everything that God gave them to pay homage to a man-made figurine. So let's leave with the idea that there is hope. That God wants us to have all these things. That God allows us all these things. That we can use these things for His good. Because that's why He gave them to us. He gave them to us so we could be His people. And bless all those people around us. To reach out. To touch people. To love on one another. To enjoy others' company. But most of all, to lift one another up, to have joy in our hearts, and learn to trust God the way that we ought to. And so as Thanksgiving rolls around in 4 days and we eat too much turkey and other stuff, let's stop and really realize what Thanksgiving's all about. And it's not what I thought it was when I was growing up, trust me. When I was growing up, Thanksgiving was all about Husker football in Oklahoma. That was Thanksgiving every year when I was growing up, when I was little. Then Oklahoma done something wrong, and all of a sudden I had no Thanksgiving left. They started letting other people play on that day, you know, like Packers and Lions and things like that. So as we start into this, let's just stop and understand where our real hope is. And the best thing about it is He wants to wrap His arms around us. He wants us to enjoy that hope and that love. He wants us to feel like loved children. So this week, as we eat the turkey and butter the buns and eat way too much, let's thank God for what we have, what He's blessed us with, not only today, but yesterday, knowing full well He'll continue forever. Let us pray. Our precious Heavenly Father, we come to You and we do thank You, Lord, for this beautiful day that You've given us. We thank You for the opportunity to stop and thank You for everything You've ever done for us. As You build us up, as You give us hope, as You help us to learn to trust You in all things. Ask for Your help and Your strength. We just ask, Lord, that Your mighty hand be upon us this week. Help us to really enjoy praying that Thanksgiving prayer as we praise You for everything You've done. We ask this in Your precious name. Amen.